At first it is nothing, or less than nothing, a sort of hesitation in the air. Burke has fallen still, all about his silence, the only sound the breathing of the bush. In the depthless mirror of the water's surface the clouds stream by, a silent motion, the dipping flight of a currawong moving crosswise to their current, like a stone forever falling, but never striking. On every side the world unspools. Turning my hand, I look at it. It is part of me, and yet seems another lives within its skin. The water spilling down from it, beaded glass, as slowly as a feather might, my blood moving past inside of me. Lifting my eyes, I see them, silent on a rock upon the creek's other side, so close we might speak. How long they have been standing there, I am not sure. Though it is only now that I have seen them, it seems that they have stood there all along, or even are already gone, as if the fault lies with my senses, or with time itself. In his hand each holds a brace of spears, light and slender things which give the impression of flight. And yet they seem dressed not for the hunt but for some ritual, their faces and bodies painted with circles and lines of white, lending them the appearance not of men, but of ghosts, which perhaps they are. Unfolding myself I rise. They do not speak or move, though for a moment I think perhaps they will utter some words which will give this sense, in some tongue known to all of us. But they do not. Instead they stand and watch, their eyes deep and liquid beneath their painted brows. How long we stand like this I am not sure. A few seconds only, no more, though time seems to stretch impossibly. And then quite suddenly, a flicker in the light, as if a shadow moved over us. In the water's rusty depths, a shaft of light slips upwards and away. Too quick, I think, as if it were just a bird that moved against the sun. But it is enough to break whatever spell it is that binds us here. Across the creek, the smaller of the two steps backwards, his eyes passing over me and away. Then the taller two, and without a sound they are gone, slipped away into the bush.